And in that is a mission that he's given each and every one of them, that every single person that walks through that door, or that we invite here, or that we bring, is that we would be a sister or a brother or a father or a son or an uncle, that we would bring people in to the family of God and be family to them. We are living in a broken society. And I want to invite you to turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 68. Psalm chapter 68. And it's a beautiful passage of scripture of Psalm of David. And he opens up with, you know, and I want to encourage us today, as a body of believers, we are first of all to have an atmosphere of joy. And that doesn't mean things always go good for us in our lives. It doesn't mean we still don't have struggle and trials and things like that. But I want to read why we have joy, and it came out in some of our testimonies today, is that we have an enemy, and that is our sin. We have an enemy that is the devil. We have an enemy that is the world. And in chapter 68, verse 1, he says, God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered. So it happened through the cross of Jesus Christ. And those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. And we're living in a very destructive time, and we're living in a time where we're saying, God, where are you? When are you coming? Jesus, come back now. But we can still have joy. Why? Because wicked melts in the presence of God. The wicked will perish before God. But he says in verse 3, but the righteous, and the righteous shall be glad, and they shall exalt before God. They will be jubilant with joy. Why? Because our enemies are defeated. Why? Because the righteousness that we have is not our own. It's been given to us. It's Jesus' righteousness. Joy. And I want to encourage you to ask daily through the Holy Spirit to fill your heart with joy. The greater joy that we experience as a body of Christ, like what we experience with these testimonies today, the more we see the presence of God go and manifest in a very physical way from this place. Joy. The righteous shall be glad. It's not if certain things line up. If you've received the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we shall be glad. We shall be jubilant with joy. And then in verse 4, not only do we have joy, but we become a place of praise as we sing to God, sing praises to his name, lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord, or Yahweh, exalt over him. And that word Yahweh is I am. We have a God who is, and so we ought to have an atmosphere of praise and rejoicing to lift up a song. I mean, I just pictured God coming in. Maybe it's probably where our minds might be tainted by the Star Wars movies of those ships going over the desert plains of those planets. But God is even bigger than that. He comes riding over the desert. He comes riding over the deserts of our life. And he comes in as God, as Yahweh, and the people exalt before him. So there's joy, there's praise. But here's the part I really love from this passage of Scripture, when the Holy Spirit led to that, is he's the father of the fatherless. Don't raise your hands, but is there anyone in here that needed a father other than your own biological father? Or maybe your father's passed away. He is a father to the fatherless. But we tie it in with our family. He says he's a protector of widows. Those that have lost their spouse. Those that are on their own. Is God in his holy habitation? Think about that. If we were thinking about the glory of heaven and God seated on his throne in his habitation, It's from there that he's a father to the fatherless. It's from there that he's the protector of the widow. It's from that place. And then he says, God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. For those of you that God has brought into this Christian community, and there's more Christian communities all around the world, God has brought you into a family. Thank God that he settles us that are solitary in a home. When we go on vacation, it's great, isn't it? It's we stay in a nice hotel, or maybe we stay in that cabin or wherever we go, a retreat place. But after a while, what do you hear your wife say, man? There's nothing like home. I just want to be home. I want to have my own bed and my own pillow and my own throne. I'm speaking of the white porcelain throne. It's just not the same as home. But when we talk of home in this context, it's not the same without you. Look around you and tell somebody it's not the same without you. We can say that with a little more gusto, you know, like we're one of those kind of, tell your neighbor, say neighbor. It's not the same without you. All right. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity. God, when he puts us in this family, brings us to a place of healing and prosperity. Doesn't mean we're not going to get annoyed with each other. It doesn't mean that we're not going to work through difficult things, because we're in this process called sanctification of becoming more like Jesus. And when he puts us in the family, he leads prisoners to prosperity. Why? Because when we've been set free from our sin, we still sin and we still have it. So we have addictions and things in our life. And so God's put us in the family so that we can be at home and grow through those things and mature, like from childhood to adulthood, in when we reach glory in heaven. Oh God, when you went before your people, when you marched through the wilderness. So not only has he given us a family, but God goes before us in power. We have to remember, as the body of believers, Satan will send and hurl his attacks onto the family. As the Israelites experienced when they were in Egypt, as this passage is referring back to. He says, oh God went out before the people. When you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked. The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, oh God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Can you picture that? That we have that kind of God? That when there's a Red Sea to cross, God comes down and parts the waters. When we need food on their table, on our tables, God sends quails or manna from heaven. Or when we need water, it comes out of the rock in the desert in a place that we don't even expect. It's beautiful. The power of God. We have a atmosphere, a community of joy, of praise, of family, of power, because our God goes before us. And then notice what he said in verse 10. He said, your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. And I want to say about family is, there's a difference between, in the psychological world, when we say we're needy, we don't want to be needy people and just take, take, take. But before God, we want to have an attitude of, God, I need you. I need your provision. And so this is a place of provision that God has given to us. Do you want to rejoice in that? I want to celebrate that. I do today. I was so struck by the testimonies last week and this week and say, God puts the fatherless in a family. I've looked at as I look around and I see all these testimonies pop in my mind in the spiritual realm, and I say, where see people where they were and what God has done in their lives now. I mean, look at Red. I call him Mr. Red or Red Lightning. God put him in a family. I have a brother because God brought him here. Some of you found a son because he's here. And that goes the same for every single one of us in this room. So I want to encourage us today. I want to encourage you, first of all, to come back next week, because we're diving back into Galatians and we're going to talk about justification by faith, which is a core doctrine of Christianity that will strengthen our community. But be encouraged today, because God has put us in an atmosphere of joy, of praise, of family. His power goes before us and He provides for every single thing in our lives as a family. I want to ask you, as we take a moment here to pause today, let's close our eyes, and I want to ask you to just to begin to thank God for the people in this body of believers, and name them by name, that He's brought into your life as family. Father, we thank You for the family that You've given us. Lord, may we cherish it. May we relish it. And Lord, may we adopt the mission and remember it every single day, that You've called us to be a father, a mother, a brother, a sister to someone. And God, I pray that You give us the capacity through Your mighty grace, through Your work of salvation in our lives, to be that family in the midst of a society that's tearing apart the family. Your church, God, Your plan is beautiful, is wonderful. And I pray, Lord, that You would use it. You'd be honored by it, in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to break script today. If you take out your hymnals and turn to page 282, and we're going to sing this chorus. It's an old chorus that I used to sing in church. We don't have the verses, but sure, Jennifer, if you would like to come and play that, it's easy. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. So let's stand together and sing that. 282.
Jesus, as we travel this sod, I'm a part of the family of God.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord this morning and give somebody a hug on the way out the door and be blessed today in Jesus' name.